Proclamation number 0916 of 15th of May, 1939. Communication from a being from the beyond. Those who long for me with a loving heart shall find fulfillment of their longing and be extremely happy. The world cannot offer them such happiness but the eternal spirit of love, from whom everything that exists originated, can. And if this finds its way back to the Father again, the reunion will mean a state of bliss which you will never grasp on earth. And this certainty should be an incentive for you to strive for my love and unification with me with all your senses, and this will bring you spiritual advantage and be beneficial for your spiritual work. Now let your spirit wander into unknown territory. An extremely active spiritual exchange has been initiated from the beyond to earth, and those who cultivate it are all intimately connected with me. They desire spiritual nourishment and are constantly in contact with the teachers of the beyond in order to be instructed in love and wisdom. And the ignorant beings in the beyond are likewise involved in this, as far as their own will impels them to take notice of what is offered to you. Many a soul's path of suffering in the beyond can be considerably shortened by this if it correctly utilizes everything it has received. And therefore it is also explainable that you are surrounded by countless beings who have received inconceivable blessings from your work due to the everlasting instructions which also benefit them. Now a being demands to communicate with you which is in direct contact with you and follows your spiritual work with utmost attention. And this is my permission that he who is devoted to you in love makes himself known. And therefore give yourself to his words without doubt. The evening was a blessing for me, which let me take part in your work. I have no one on earth who is as close to me as you are, for I left the earth alone and left no one behind who remembers me in love. And in the distress of my soul help has come to me, for I felt the power of your prayer and was, as it were, strengthened by it. I have hurried through space in order to be close to you and find so much unspeakable help and strength in every connection which your will establishes with the spiritual world that I thank the Heavenly Father with all my heart for the grace he bestowed upon me through you. Depending on their worthiness, he considers earthly people and also us, but your prayer is a visible strengthening for us. And my suffering is weakened the more I am allowed to enrich my knowledge with the divine teaching offered to you. And now I want to make use of what I have received through you with all diligence, and I want to point out and lead ever new souls to you and preach the gospel to them according to God's will. I only live for this spiritual task and see in every manifestation that comes to you such an infinite gift of grace from the Lord and Savior that I only now grasp the full significance of the extraordinary nature of this proof of divine fatherly love. I would like to assist you in the most imaginable way, but my strength is not yet sufficient. And so it is only a special act of grace today that I may make myself known to you and offer you my thanks for your loving remembrance and request for my soul's salvation. And now a few more words shall enlighten you. The human being who misses his purpose on earth is regrettable if he arrives empty and bare in the beyond. But as long as God's grace is so graciously offered to him, salvation can be brought to his soul. And therefore I let no opportunity go by unused and remain close to you, asking you to continue to remember me in prayer and to give me the love which you gave me on earth and which I had little regard for. During life I did not find the right connection with you, but now I look for every opportunity where I can attend the spiritual exchange to earth, thanking the eternal deity who lovingly grants me this grace. Who offers himself to the Lord for service can truly work beneficially on earth as well as in the beyond. Amen.